Hi, and welcome to the second episode of the Nonstop podcast. With me, I have the very lovely Zivile. Welcome, Zivile.
Thank you for inviting.
So, Zivile is an artist and an alpinist. Both A's are very sagacious, and it's very impressive that she is a part of my life, and I'm very happy, and it takes immense pleasure for me to invite her and listen to her stories. If anybody's into art and mountaineering or trail running, this episode should be really interesting for you. So I really hope you tune in and listen throughout. So, Zivile, welcome. And would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do, what do you own, and how do you feel today?
Thank you very much for you for inviting. About me, I'm short. I lived in a big family. I have two sisters and two brothers, so I'm the oldest. And I start my daddy is a painter. So from 4 years old, I start paint. He start learning me, and all the time he was learning me all secrets in painting. So I was grow up all the time surrounding art. And when I was 18 years old, I was thinking that I will study painting, but my daddy was saying that you can learn more something, because in painting you are very good. I teach you everything, so you must try something new. And I start study architect. I was studying architect, and after 4 years, I understand that painting for me, it's more near my heart. So all the time I was thinking about painting, but I start working with architect, interior design. So I was interior designer. I made some projects and everything, style, colors, all stuff for house. But one day I was, it's idea come to me that I can also paint some pictures for that house. So that step by step painting was is coming more and more. And when I get married and my first child born, I understand that I don't want to be an architect. So I stopped to do with that, and I was looking myself what I can do more. And then was coming Hun Art in my life, and I started teaching peoples, adults and childrens, how to paint real picture and how to decor house with that picture.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll see some slides of your pictures, but I also want to say that you are very realistic teaching practice. So what kind of painting style do you resonate yourself with the most? Do you think you're an abstract painter? Do you think you like the composite way of painting? Or to say a very painting term, do you resonate more with Picasso? So what really is your style?
For myself, I was trying all styles, everything I was trying, looking myself, what I like, what not, colors, everything. And for the moment, I like abstract, modern, minimalism, something like this.
And what do you think that today's younger youth or even adults, what style of painting do you think that they like to paint the most? Is it like most classical, or do you think the Scandinavian kind of painting is most popular now?
I can say that it's not it's very different. It's not like many people like some modern or abstract. It's very different. It's very different. They are like personality. It's very different. It's not like Yeah. Everybody is painting like romanticism, no, yeah. Abstract, no.
Yes. Yeah. And when you teach kids, what is the biggest difference do you see between kids and adults? Like, how creative are adults compared to kids or vice versa?
So, when they come in my studio for first time, all they bring tension with them because they don't know what will be. Can they do it? Can they make it, that picture? They don't know any how to start, how to begin, how it's going on. So with big tension, but after first lesson, they understand that they can do it. So doesn't matter if it's adult or children's, it's the same. It's, they have the same problems, something confused, can't relax because they didn't know how to do. When I start teaching, they understand that everything is step by step, and they can learn it and to know all secrets of painting. So it's the same for adults or children's.
Okay, and what do you think that is your most accomplished feeling with art? Like, I assume that you changed your career, and it's very, you know, intrepid move. Like, it's very bold to say that, okay, I don't want to be an architect anymore. It's not fulfilling for me. And I am one of your students at Moon Art Studio. And I know your studio is very, like, easy. You feel like you're at home. Everybody comes with a different intention. So what did you feel the most accomplished with art? Have you won anything in art which made you feel like, okay, now is when I really know I'm an artist or a painter? So when did you feel that moment of accomplishment?
I think so. My work, it's the best thing in my life because I don't have any problems, because everybody who is coming in my studio, they want to paint and want to do that things. So I'm just learning and I don't have any problems. They didn't feel pressure from me or something. My studio gave me good feelings, just good feelings. And I do and I teach with love. It's that inspiring me with love. Do everything with love, and then everything feel that. Well, so that art, and when people are coming with different artist pictures and showing what they are want to paint, all the time interesting also, who is he, who's painter, oh my god, and this one I don't know everything. So I have like small stories of each other.
I know you have a very sweet kids as well, and you get a lot of inspiration from them as well for being an teacher and a painter. So in a very TikTok fashion, if I may ask you, because I'm pretty sure you're a young mom and you know this, what is the trend in painting for 2024, and how do you feel it
now? Trending is iBook, paint with computer. So now trending is this, and it's so sad, really. Okay. Because when children, they try first time to paint in computer, they see that it's more easier, more quickly. You can erase everything quickly, you can put more layers with mixing colors very fast. So so they don't want to start paint in my studio because it's slowly, yes. You must to focus, you must to mix yourself colors to see how's going on, everything. So trending in TikTok, how I see it's
digital painting. Yes, digital. But in terms of regular painting, what do you think is most trending now? Is it textures? Is it some kind of impressions?
Everything now. still everything. Like an art, it's not like something high or something low. It's everything. All techniques, all and size canvas and colors, some ideas, abstracts. It's everything trending in art.
And what's your present favorite kind of technique that you kind of like to teach or do yourself?
I like modeling pasta, mm-hmm. just painting like you also. Yeah. love it. So yeah, yeah. For me, that technique is my technique.
Yeah, I think it's very nice when you use this model pasta, yes, and then you kind of pasta. Create this realistic feeling, and yes. it's a bit more real. And what kind of paint do you like the most? Like, is it acrylic, oil?
Oil, it's like it's two difference before oil and acrylic, because acrylic is everything a little bit faster, because drying is faster, layers is easy to make up, okay? But with oil painting, everything is slowly. First of all, they have smell, drying very slowly, like 1 day, sometimes 2 days. If you wanted to fix, you must wait 1 week to dry and then to put second layer, everything. But the pictures looks more lively, more they have more something like more life. I don't know how to say, but
yeah, it's more real,
it's more looking more delicious.
Yes. In acrylic, yeah.
Yes.
And I would like to ask, like, so what is something that you would recommend in terms of books or in terms of movies that somebody wants to get started into, you know, painting?
I think so for the beginners to start in this century, it's better to open the TikTok or Instagram and to yeah. see some what yeah. ideas, many ideas. So movies is about biographic movies, so that you can just look like about Picasso. Also, we have movie, yes, about Frida Kahlo also, so just to know who they was, what they did, life, how was going on. But yes, for beginners, it's better to turn on TikTok
and Pinterest. Yeah,
yes, so Pinterest.
And you said you like this movie about an artist, Frida. Mm-hmm. And what made you really? I'm sure you remember the name, because something really touched you in that mm-hmm. movie, or something really clicked. That wow, you know.
Because Frida spread me that in very difficult situations, she didn't give up. All the time she was doing and going up and trying to be famous, to show her painting, and she never gave up. She have illness, and she all the time was lying in the bed and just painting herself, her portraits, looking in the mirror, but she didn't give up. All the time she was going and doing, and she believed in herself. So that inspiration for me from Frida is.
And who is Frida for people who do not know who Frida is?
She's a famous painter in the world from Mexico.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, and what do you feel about different kinds of classical painting? Because abstract painting is mm-hmm. more like, you know, people like kind of relate to these days.
It's more creation, maybe. Yes.
Yeah, more food for thought, right? Mm-hmm. With abstract, because in our busy days time, we are constantly thinking about A, B, and then about E and Z. But with classical painting, you see it as it is, and there is not much around it. But to get it right, you need to spend many hours, many months, many days. And what is one such classical painting that you have been in admiration of? And would you like to tell us about it?
It's a difficult question.
Yeah, it's. I understand there's so many, but I mean, or it could even be like a, you know, a monument or a place. For example, when I went to Rome, I was like, I watched the movie Gladiator, and then we've been to Rome in the recent past, and I was like, so mind blown by every inch of Rome, you know, the old city, the architecture. Constantly I'm asking myself, how long did it take, you know, from the smallest feet detail. So is there any place that, you know, or any classical painting or like any city that you have been in admiration of in terms of classical world?
For my maybe I can't say I see more wild worlds, how to see, not art is it's like my life is like 50-50, so it's 50 I give to art and 50 I give to my hobby.
Which we will speak about.
So what good question.
So as an architect student, you learn a lot about history.
We learn the history, yes, but I don't like cities. For me, it's difficult. That site is, for me, it's not interesting. So I can't say something.
So you relate more with the abstract art, yeah? Yes. So you think there is more meaning to it.
Yes.
So in the abstract world of art, which was a recent painting or a picture that really captivated you now? Like, what do you think is the most interesting piece that you've seen?
Oh, many. I don't know even which one. Maybe from Lithuania, I like Eigirdas Ciniskas. He is nice. And Eglis, I don't remember her second name, but Agli from Kaunas, she also very interesting painter is. So about Lithuanian, yes. Like from Lithuania also, like I like Čiurlionis, our Lithuania painter, Konstantinas Čiurlionis, so he also neoromantism, symbolism, also colors and shadows, everything in the pictures I like also.
Yeah, I think it's very nice that the instant relation for you is your local art, you know, because often we are looking into who's the big famous person, and it's very now admirable.
Now it's difficult to choose famous.
Yeah.
So when all world is around art, many. So it's better to choose from your local and to see what's around this local. It's better to focus in your country and to see how it's going on there.
Okay, and in your country, we have wonderful museums right here in Vilnius. And which museum you think is incredible? And every time you go there,
Museum. Yes, more museum, because they change exposition like half a year, so it's 2 times per year they're changing, and really it's amazing. So when I making in summertime camps for children's camps, so we are going there, it's all the time when you're coming, you found something, it's everything, and music, installation, pictures, some ideas, everything. So MoMA museum is the best.
So MoMA, for those who don't know, is the modern art museum, right?
Yes,
and it's it's also
everything. It's mixed, yes, with installation and painters.
Okay, so now that we've discussed art in length, it's only fair to discuss your next big inspiration, and we have to discuss about your alpinist career, hobby, which I can truly see that you're most leaning towards in today's time for inspiration with art. And because most people, when you ask about art, they say, yeah, we like it classical, we like it modern. But with you, because you have a hobby which is so related to the nature, you really like to fall back on it for inspiration. Because I think, at least for me, once you find your form of physical movement, let it be working out or you know, doing anything that you like, then you fall in love with every aspect of it. And for you, it's the mountains. So tell us about the mountains, and your husband is also a mountaineer. So what do you guys do? What is the name of your club? When did it start? How long have you been in this journey for?
So, I was running all the time in my life. How all the time? From 16 years old, I start running without any watch, without nothing. I didn't have any news how to start, where I should to go, how kilometers I run this morning, because I didn't understand. I just was running. So I start running near my school on the stadium, round and round, and was starting for me boring. And I understand that I like more go to some forest near the river, somewhere, somewhere more far away. So in the study time, I make a break because I was in study time, and then after study time, I can back in my running. And I was trying to find what I liked, because running for me is not numbers, how to be first or second or to get some place. Running for me is to make windy minds,
to clean everything.
Some bad feelings, or to focus in some moments in life. So that running is for me, that to run in the forest, in the, some hills, mountains, and I was trying, yes, I started to mountaineering. Mountaineering, yes. I finished some course. I learned how to use all stuff, what we need. so I had how many tops I have, peaks. So I get, it's a hiking, like a hiking. So Teide, Tenerife was 3 times, but hiking, yes. Then was mountaineering, so Alafroide, peak Alafroide. Then was Topkal, yes, Topkal, and Marmalada, yes. So the most difficult was Alafroide, because we start at 4 a.m. and we were in storm, and was really difficult. And then we finish after 27 hours.
Wow.
Yes. So it was all day, and we really were very, very tired. So most difficult, but most I like.
Most rewarding, right? The best view comes after the hardest climb. So
yes, and then I get some message from Wild Souls coacher, who invited me to enjoy his club. So from now I am 2 years in Wild Souls, and we are trail runners. I'm going in some sport camps with them. The last one was in Gran Canaria. Before was Slovakia, Poland. So now I'm running with that club. But this year I have also one peak, and I'm going on September, and in Turkey, Ararat.
Wow. Yes. And we have to navigate a little bit more, because that was a lot of details, and it was very fascinating, and I didn't even know these peaks existed, because I come from the different part of the world. So let's break down a little bit. So Wild Souls Runner Club is a club that you and your husband are a part of, right?
Yes.
And so you have a little love story there. So he was the one who got you into running.
Yes.
So he is a professional mountaineer or?
No, he is professional runner in Lithuania.
Okay.
He is the best one from Lithuania.
Okay.
He all the time runs first.
Okay. Okay, so that's where your true inspiration came from. And okay, so with Wild Souls Runner Club, what do you do? Like, do you train people? Is there a course for people to?
Yes, it's training club.
Yeah, okay.
People, they are coming for training to know some secrets, how to run up or how to run down, how don't make any mistakes, how to be safe. Yes. So it's training.
And if somebody wants to start, you know, who has like no prior experience, what are the different practice activities do you guys do? Do you guys like do just like short runs around the city or do you train?
No, we're going straight to the mountains. It's the best practice, yes.
So, you know, you don't need...
No, we don't running in the cities.
Okay, so you can just go straight into the mountains.
Yes, go straight and everything is okay.
Everything is okay?
Yes, no problem.
Do you remember anybody who did not have any prior experience but joined you straight into the mountain?
Yes.
Yeah?
It was okay, yes. People, they confuse. They thinking that they can't and they can't do it or they can't run. But they didn't know how is going on, how is real up.
Yeah, running.
Yes, how is real. Because when we're going up, we're going fast up, but it's not running. We're walking, yes. When you're going down, we're going fast down. You must know technique, how to go up, how to go down. When you are coming new and you didn't know you have your record 5 kilometers in your life, but people are going and they have 20 kilometers and 25 and then 30 and just going up and up and up.
And I mean, I can only relate with my experience because after I finished law school, I took some of my friends and we went to Himalayan trek, which was the Sarpas, and it was about 4,000 feet altitude high. And I remember the first day I did very well, and then the next 4 days I was doing everything to just not go up further, you know. I was I think I wasted all my energy on the first day. So what is the biggest tip that you would give for somebody who's trying this for the first time, how to conserve energy? Like
It's just feeling. You must love mountains. That is all.
Okay.
If you don't like it, so you don't like it. Maybe you like more water some sports,
yeah.
Yes?
No. I like it. I do, yeah. Yeah, but so one of the best things that my guide told me who I went with Himalayas to is just that if you don't believe in the mountains won't believe in you. So after that, I truly started to believe in myself and I told myself, okay, I'm here, I need to do it, I can't give up, because I just peaked down and the way back down was long than the way back up, you know. So, but that's very nice to know that, you know, you don't need big experience and you can do this.
Yes.
And do you run in this trail or do you walk? What is the truth behind this running?
When you're going up, you're walking.
Okay.
With sticks.
Okay.
When you're going down, you're running. When you're flat, you have flat, you're running. Just up, you must do to walk.
Okay.
To when we have, our coach is saying that when you're going up, all the time you must chill. Mm. Don't rush, don't hurry, chill. Step by step. It's your break now, step by step. When you're going up, then you will go faster and faster. Because everybody's going fast up and they break and they don't have any powers to go down.
Yeah.
And they are slowly, slowly, slowly.
Yeah.
So it's the secret.
And what are the different exercises that you do to train to go up? Because
many.
Yeah.
Many different exercises with all staff. We're bringing many exercises. Yes. So it's different. Every time when I coming to my training, every time is different. And in 2 years, just a few repeats, but every time is different.
And what are some of these exercises?
What
are some of these exercises?
He's bringing some stuff and we're making some movements with that stuff. And we're going in the Vilnius hills here. Hills, not mountains, okay. But some hills. We're going up and down, up and down.
Do you carry stones and walk?
No, we don't carry any stones.
But you do a lot of like core workout, like you do a lot of abs, something like that?
No.
Okay. What do you do?
Just running.
Just running.
Just running. Okay. Really, just running. Okay. Sometimes we go to stadiums. We make some fast training, yes. But all the time we are like in Karoliniškės, Sapieginė, Trijų Kryžių Kalnas. So three places we are going all the time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And what do you think is a best way to, like, you know, if there is any app that you suggest that people download for this kind of running?
Strava.
Strava?
Strava. Okay. Yes. It's Strava. You can see all tracks where you can run and to try them. Elevation, how is up and how is down. So Strava. Yes.
Okay. And I would like to now go back to, now that we've got the basics right, let's go back and speak about the peaks. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned many peaks, right? You've been to
many. Yes, it's many. It's like really many. Like my traveling looks like this. When I have peaks, one peak, so I'm going just one peak. But when I'm going holidays, I choose some small peaks around and okay. I'm just running them.
Okay.
It's like the Iceland Santorini is.
Uh-huh.
So I found it the highest mountain.
In the Greece.
And I'm going, yes.
Yeah.
When I was in Zakynthos, Iceland, I also found the highest and I go. When I'm going in Cyprus, I found it the highest and I'm going.
Yeah.
So it's many, many small and some big. The biggest is Toubkal.
Which is in?
Morocco.
Okay.
Yes. Toubkal in Morocco. And it is 4,300, I think so, around. Mm-hmm. Now this year will be 5,200.
Wow, mm-hmm. Wow, it's incredible. And what is the feeling, which was the first hike that you've been on, and when you finished it, what was your feeling?
I was feeling very good and I was thinking that I have medal here, gold medal.
Yeah.
When I was going down, I was thinking that, look, I have medal here. I feel very proud myself.
Yeah. Yes. And which was the most difficult peak that you've peaked till now? And
La Freude was difficult.
Which is in?
In France.
Okay.
Yes.
And why was it difficult?
Because it was taking 27 hours,
the
longest, yes,
okay.
to go up and to go down,
mm-hmm.
yes. But most interesting, because we sleep 3 nights in the mountains,
okay.
It's camp,
uh-huh.
you know, so we must everything to bring up and then packing and down.
Mm-hmm.
So most, for me, most interesting, that peak was.
When I went on my first hike or mountaineering experience, I bought so many random stuff and my backpack was so heavy. So if there is a tip for somebody who is going for, you know, a hike and is listening to this, what would you tell them not to bring?
Not to bring? Oh my goodness, so many. I don't know what people can bring with them. You have list and you must to keep it, that list. If it's writing that must be some stuff. So you, I don't know. Don't bring some dresses
or books.
Or books, yeah, no.
No books.
No. You don't have time for reading. You are in the mountains.
Yeah.
No books, no dresses. Everything, you must count everything, because it depends how much you will bring up.
And does the food make any difference? What do you eat when you're in the mountains?
It's summer. We take water from snow.
Okay.
Yes, and we take just some bags, we put in the water and we eat in salt. Okay, somebody was bringing Nutella.
Okay.
It was looking when he was open the Nutella, everybody.
I was like,
oh my goodness, you bring Nutella. So Nutella, it's a good idea to bring. It's heavy, but it's very good.
Yeah, it's always better. I think so too. And what is, I mean, I'm sure because you love nature so much and it's inspired you so much with your painting, with your day-to-day life. What are some of the movies that has inspired you? You know, because before every peak, many people have different ways of preparation, right? Mm-hmm. Some people listen to good music that really pumps them. Mm-hmm. Some people speak to their favorite people mm-hmm. or like parents or whoever. What is your way of gaining that motivation? Like, do you watch movies and what are your favorite movies?
But my motivation is maybe from my self-motivation. It's not like somebody's inspiring me to go to the mountains. Yes, the movie, nice movie is 40 Peaks. 14 Peaks, yes, 14 Peaks. He made it in 7 months. It's a record. It's really impossible, but he made it. The highest peaks in the world, he made in 7 months. But for me, it's not inspiration. I don't want it to do like this because it's too much crazy. I have responsibility on my family, also on myself.
Yeah.
So my inspiration is from myself.
Mm-hmm.
I inspire myself.
Yeah, with your own pace, it doesn't matter, right? Like,
yes, it doesn't matter what they are doing, what they are want to do. For me, it doesn't matter. I have my plan, my vision.
Okay, and what is the peak that's on your list next, or which one would you?
Yeah, I have ring.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
Peaks, yes.
Okay.
So, I don't remember, but I think so. I made there total 7 peaks.
Okay.
Silver peaks, which I will done. And gold peaks, I never will done because it's Everest and you know all that.
Wow.
Because I don't want to, but I want to wear it.
Yeah.
So, from there I made Teide, now will be Ararat, and Topkal I made it last year, so left 2, and I think so next year I will make Argentina Aconcagua.
Okay, wow.
It's like 6,800, I think so.
That's, okay.
So for next year, I think so.
That's so nice when you wear something that
yes.
means a lot to you.
It's my personality made.
Okay. That's wonderful. And do you have what do you think about the K2, the Mount Everest? What do you feel when you see these peaks? And
I know the truth that who is going there, they are going when they don't have any reasons to live. They don't want to live.
Okay.
And it's the last what they wanted to do.
Okay.
They are going there to die.
Okay.
Not to do it, but to die there or to try do it because they don't, maybe they have too much problems or something like the motivation or some else. So it's like, yeah, so it's not for me.
And why do you say that? Like, do you think it's because it's very dangerous to
it's
do
dangerous,
it?
It's dangerous, yes. It's very dangerous.
But don't you think there are campsites that help them with the other, like helipads and things like that? Or
no, because it's difficult. Emotionally, it's difficult when you can't breathe normally. You all the time need oxygen, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes mind is going crazy, and you wanted just to sit and to die and everything. So all the time for you, it's better to take a guide who will take care with you. But people who are going there, they understand that. 50-50. All live or die. So it's not my... Everest, it's not my inspiration. It's mountain.
It's just a mountain, yeah?
Yeah. The biggest one.
The biggest one.
The biggest one.
The biggest one. So, as I understand that, you don't want to do anything that's, you know,
dangerous.
Marginally dangerous or
yes.
crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, why mountaineering then? Why do you do this?
Because I like to get to the peak, to be on the top and to see the mountains, the world, how to see 360 degrees like this around.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like it. To push a little bit myself. It's like, you know, in my life should be balance. It's like when you have work, when you don't feel any stress, you need to do something.
Very stressful.
Yeah, stress, yeah?
Yeah.
So sure. It's like this. It should be balanced. When you don't have any problems, you are looking very good for some problems.
But it's also the solution, right? When you find the solution, when you finish.
Yes.
So what is, when I'm sure you had fears when you started doing this. Do you remember any words from your husband or from your friends who are in your group? Who you trek with, what is that words that they told you?
It's different because some side people say that, go girl, you can do it, it's nice, you are my motivation. Another side was, are you crazy? Are you not happy in your life? What are you doing? For what? Yeah. And blah, blah, blah. You know, so two sides.
So, I mean, so what do you feel in total that, like, you think that sometimes we just do these things not to feel that it's the end of it, but you just do it because it makes you feel accomplished,
yes,
right?
Exactly.
And you don't want to do the highest of it to feel a full circle.
No.
You just want to do it because...
I feel better then.
Okay, and so what is maybe the one book or movie that changed you? Or the way you live completely. Would you like to share that with us?
You know, I don't know. I can't say that book or movie. Maybe I get to... No, okay. I can say one book, like from one performance artist, Marina Abramovic. She inspired me to feel how can be life uncomfortable and to make it comfortable, to be in that uncomfortable, to be and to feel no stress, no panic, to be, to feel, and then go to relax. So that performance artist Marina Abramovic, for me, she was something given to my personality.
And who is Marina Borovic?
Artist, performance artist, yes.
Okay.
She's coming now on March.
Okay.
She's coming on March in Vilnius. So yesterday I bought tickets.
Okay.
Here second time in my life.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So I read her book and I understand that person is really full many feelings and energy about everything.
Mm-hmm. And and she really explains the concept of how to feel comfortable being uncomfortable.
Yes.
That's very beautiful. And I really do want to read that book now. Because
I recommend you. It's the best book, I think. So who should to read everyone. The mm-hmm. best book. Mm-hmm. Really.
Okay. So... Zivilla, it was a pleasure to speak with you, and those who are listening to this, I'm sure, learned a lot from you about art, to be comfortable in their uncomfortable zone, to have ambitions but not feel that it's you need to win the world to feel accomplished. Also, it's you have an amazing art studio which is called Moon Art. And you're a part of wonderful running club, which is Wild Souls Runners. So I hope many more students and people join you. And I cannot thank you enough for being here today and being inspiring and giving us so much to listen to. And I really value you and I really am thankful for you. So
okay, thank you very much. Thank you for you.
Yeah.
You are my the best.
Okay. Okay, thank you and see you guys in the next episode.